Just make as much noise as you possibly can.
While you try to remember the phone number?
With the microphone there. It's a live mic, so if you grab it, it makes a really loud, horrible...
And then people know.
Horrible noise. And that
people
way...
People know it's time to sit up straight
and pay
some attention.
They know you're on the air.
And you're going to try to remember the phone number?
Yeah.
All right. I'll try to kill some time alone here.
Okay.
Why can't this air number be the phone number one?
Yeah, we can give out... Sure.
Because that one I have almost completely memorized.
You mean 201-209-9368?
I have it all the way up to the 3.
There's two more numbers after.
I know. Well, I've only been here 30 years.
Yeah.
Hey, 30 years in, buddy.
Is this our 30 years?
I don't know. You tell me what year it is now, and then you tell me what year we began. And you leave me alone for 20 minutes.
I believe the year now is 2021.
Absolutely. And then when year did we start this?
I believe 1990, so I think we missed our 30th anniversary.
Did we?
Yeah.
If this was a marriage, I'd be so mad at you.
Oh, you forgot it also.
Well, that's what my spouse would say if this was a marriage.
Although maybe we started in 91. I'm actually not even sure anymore. No, we did start in 91.
Oh, so this is it.
Yeah, this is our 30th anniversary.
Well, what can we do to celebrate? To mark
well,
the moment.
Well, we've already said what we were going to do.
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
I honestly can't. Go get back on that boat in the harbor?
No, we were going to do something at Monty Hall live on stage. You don't remember? We were going to have sex.
Okay. Can do. It was your idea. Yeah, no, it was. Of all the things I've ever said that you didn't forget, it would be that. No, sure, let's have sex.
Yeah.
No, I have a few minutes to spare. It'll be scary at first, but then you get into it and it's over. You think we'd sell any tickets at all?
No.
If we did sell tickets, I just don't want to meet the person. I don't want to meet the first person that buys the first ticket.
Maybe we should just only sell one ticket for $1,000.
No, sell one ticket for $50,000. Sell one ticket for $2 million.
Hey, we got a call.
Oh, they are.
Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Why the hell would you? Tell me why you called. We haven't even gotten into gear.
Oh, well, we just wanted to call and say how much we appreciate you guys. We're growing weed. We've been growing it all summer and listening to you guys all summer.
Wow.
And you guys have been keeping us company out here in the middle of nowhere. So.
Where are you growing the weed?
None of your goddamn business.
No, just give me the GPS coordinates.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I'll text them to you.
We're on our way.
Okay.
We'll be there in 20 minutes.
I've been trying to grow weed, and I haven't had any luck because the seeds seem so feeble these days.
Feeble seeds?
What's that?
Feeble seeds?
Feeble seeds?
Where are you getting the feeble seeds from?
I'm buying the feeble seeds from the feeble seed shop online.
Man, you got to get them in person. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you growing only?
I got to get going.
Okay. Yeah.
Before,
you hear the sirens coming.
He's afraid we're tracing the call.
Trace this call.
Yeah, Ken, ask your dealer man for better seeds.
The dealers don't want to give you seeds. It's terrible.
Oh, I see, because that would infringe on their profits. Yeah,
right.
I can imagine.
And
in fact,
buying black market weed now and legal weed, there's just no seeds anymore. It's just it's a whole racket.
I'm just one man. Don't get me started. It's been driving me crazy.
Yeah,
Ken.
No, it is. It is driving me crazy. You know how much I love gardening.
I know you're into gardening.
Yeah.
I'd love to discuss it with you, but I haven't figured out a way to discuss it with you without laughing. So give me a few months to work on that.
Okay.
Okay. So
we have a special guest in the studio today.
That's a very special guest. Bethy and I were in New York, and the way home came through Jersey City. She can't get home without me. So she's here with us. Hey, honey.
Hey.
Whoops.
There she
What's
is.
What's going on? Oh, sorry. There you go.
Okay, now you can say hey again.
Hey.
We were at the Museum of Modern Art. Have you ever done that one, Ken?
Yes, I've been. I've been there.
It's a trip, baby.
What was your favorite modern art piece, Andy?
Well, we were there, Bethy. You know, sometimes, Ken, you got to do something your wife wants to do. Yeah. You just got to.
No, when I think of modernism, I think of Andy Breckman, and I'm just
wondering.
Not,
it wouldn't be my choice, but it's sometimes.
It was a car show.
It was a car show, and Beth was curious about seeing the old classic cars.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I love, oh my God, I really want an old stick shift.
They had classic cars there?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
It was their way to get Beth to the modern.
Wow, so American cars were also European? Or?
It was, in fact, it was strangely mostly European. It's almost as if the curators preferred like the Italian lines and the British lines.
Yeah, because some of those European custom cars look like UFOs. They're really strange looking.
Yeah, there was, but there were the classics. Like there was the Porsche, the first like Porsche 911, the Jaguars from like the 007 days.
And it's exhausting for me, these museums, because you have to pretend to be interested, and then you're looking at these exhibits, and you have to think of things to say that might be interesting. It's exhausting.
Well, you can buy things to say.
Yeah, I should get. They should sell that in the gift shop.
Buy one of those books.
Yeah, like a little crib sheet in the gift shop. So you just attach this to your wrist and say clever things. But these museums are great because you look at the crap on the wall and then there's a little plaque next to it that tells you why it's great.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to the next thing.
Wait, you were in awe of the helicopter.
Yeah, there was a real helicopter. That was pretty cool. So anyway, I went with my wife to the Museum of Modern Art.
Good for you.
I love my wife.
Good for you.
I got a good wife. I got my wife online. Where'd you get your wife?
From Europe.
Yeah. Oh, they have good wives in Europe.
Yeah.
No, I got a really good one. I love my girl. So next time we'll do something maybe.
That you want to do?
Yeah, this was a chip. This was.
Yeah.
What
is it that you would want to do that you would drag Beth to?
Well, I would say anything but the Museum of Modern Art.
The Guggenheim?
We can do better than the Guggenheim.
Museum of Natural History?
No, I like, you know, just something fun for me, like
the Frick.
Like when Ken's in the bathroom to mix up all the albums in the record library, you know, at a fun event.
I see.
That would raise Ken's blood pressure.
Gotcha.
All part of Operation Kill Your Co-host.
You're doing very well.
Thank you.
You've made great progress.
I can't joke about it because if you die now, people will replay this show.
I know.
And it'll make me feel a little bit bad.
Well, no, before I met you, I had normal blood pressure.
Oh, don't say that, man.
And now it's 170 over 110.
Oh, my God.
On average.
I don't even know. Is that's pretty high?
Yeah, pretty damn high.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy. You got to relax.
When we changed the name to the Fuzzy Glove Hour, that's when it really jumped.
It did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I had the best name for our show. How much would it cost me to change the name to a different name?
There's no price. We made an agreement.
But what if everyone that pledged during last year's marathon called? What if 10 people who pledged during the marathon called and released us from that agreement? Would you accept that?
Nah.
Oh.
Tell
it seems weaselly. But what's the name?
Two Handsome Jews.
I'll stick with the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
I like Two Handsome Jews. Tell Matt to record a new theme song.
There is a band called Two Live Jews. Remember Two Live Crew?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little parody.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of rapping Miami grandpas called Two Live Jews. Came out on Rhino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
No problem.
Do I get that 15 seconds added to my time?
Nope.
Fine.
No chance.
Fine, thank you. Anything else interesting come out on Rhino ever?
Yeah. Yeah. The Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
Up. Oh, shut up. 170 over what?
110.
Hold on. Oh, buddy. You can't die, though. Seriously. What would I do?
You'd do the show with Michelle with one L.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay.
Kelly.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Oh, yeah, no, as long as I have a plan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. It's not going to be done. It's not going to be a problem.
Done and done. But then I have to pretend to be in mourning. I have to do that whole thing where I sound emotional.
Yeah.
When I talk about you.
Try it. Try it now.
Would I be able to speak at your at your memorial service?
Sure.
Can I close? Can I be the closer?
Absolutely.
I think Ken is the closer.
Yeah, Ken will have the last word in his own way.
Aw, I don't like joking about that.
Oh, I love joking about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because you'll be fine.
I'm sure I will.
You're going to die of old age.
Yeah.
And, you know the old Irish toast, may you die of old age?
Uh-huh.
And may the last voice you hear be mine.
I hadn't heard that part.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice old toast.
Yeah.
It means I'm going to outlive you.
May you not live in interesting times.
No, that doesn't make sense.
That's another toast.
But that is a great toast.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, actually.
It's Chinese, right?
Well, no, the Chinese is may you live in interesting times. But Ken gave it a little twist. Ken does that. I let him do it. and so he does it sometimes. So wait, we actually have a show.
We do have a show.
And Beth, Beth loves Jeopardy. Beth always beats me at Jeopardy. I just wait. There are certain categories that I'm pretty good at, but they don't come up very often in Jeopardy.
Like, what are your favorite categories?
Well, it's never happened, but I'm waiting for Andy Breckman's Elementary School Teachers would be a category. I think I could do pretty well in.
I actually don't think you would do that well.
No,
in that
I probably
category.
Wouldn't.
I think you probably
wouldn't. Yeah.
Can you name one of your elementary school teachers right now?
No, I couldn't.
So there you go.
Yeah. So. But Karen, the librarian from Cincinnati, would probably know everything. But anyway, Bethy, this would be, well, there's no way for Bethy to participate because she's, but Bethy, you can referee.
I'm keen to learn.
Yeah, you're the sweetest. In case of a dispute, Bethy, you would be our arbiter. So.
And here we go. You're on the air.
Wait, we don't even know why they're calling.
They don't. I know. That's the
beauty. Well, this is going
to
be.
You didn't tell us not to.
Right. We didn't tell them not to call.
We should always begin the hour by reminding people not to call until they know the play.
And what's your name?
Well, my name is the third handsome Jew.
The third handsome Jew.
Okay, wait. Why don't we start with him?
It's Maury.
It is Maury. Why don't we start with Maury?
Okay.
And he can be on one team. The idea for the Tonight Show is we'd like to get vaccinated listeners who are fully vaccinated. Would that be you, Maury?
Yeah, I'm half vaccinated.
Okay, but you mean you're between shots? Is that right?
Yeah, but see, I'm only vaccinated from the waist down.
He's making a joke.
That was a pretty good joke.
Are we allowed to have callers
right,
that are
funnier? So
are we allowed to have callers funnier than me? There used to, we used to have.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Okay, we're starting over.
And that's how we get rid of Maury.
Yeah.
I wonder where he used to stand.
Had to. It was outside of the.
Something. We'll never know.
Outside of the effing gate of something.
We'll never know. It's going to keep me up late tonight.
Maybe it was outside the gates of hell.
Yeah, he used to stand there.
Bumming cigarettes.
Greeting people.
So we're looking for people who are fully vaccinated, and we'd like them to call 201-209-9368. And then people who are proudly unvaccinated.
People who have decided for reasons of their own.
We want them to call 201-209-0843.
Wait, 201-209-08. I'll get the rest of it later.
4-3.
Yeah. And then the idea is, because both groups claim to be, in their words, following the science.
Right.
That's the phrase that's been bandied about the last year and a half. Vaccinated people, of course, are claiming that the shots are safe. I'm vaccinated. I know you are too. Mm-hmm. Bethy is. Unvaccinated people have concerns about, I guess, side effects. Mm-hmm. Possible side effects.
Yep.
Johnson & Johnson now has to put a disclaimer, has to put a warning on their shots about potential side effects. What were you, Ken, Pfizer or Moderna?
Pfizer, baby.
No, that's a fine little shot. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, you're proud of being Moderna?
No, Pfizer's fine, Ken. It's very effective. It's going to be fine.
You're proud of being Moderna. Hey, we got two callers.
We do?
One on each line.
Wait, they don't even know what we're doing. They don't even know the shot. We're going to be asking science questions.
Okay, vaccinated person, what's your name?
Steve. Oh, I'm not vaccinated.
Oh, okay, so that's unvaccinated. Okay.
So unvaccinated person, what's your name?
My name is Schmo.
Schmo.
No, we need a name. We need a first name.
Well, what do you think that means? Joe, right?
Oh, it does? Schmo means Joe?
Joe Schmo.
Schmo motion for me.
Okay, so we got Joe unvaxxed, and who do we have on the vaccinated line?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve versus Joe. Okay.
Now, Joe, have you felt pressure to get vaccinated? Are you is it a difficult choice for you, or is it an easy choice?
It's an easy choice. Okay. I live in a pretty free area where people are, you know, encouraged to live how they see.
Right. Nobody needs
and
to
not
tell
the
you.
Pressures
right.
of society.
Right, man. I'm your way too. But Beth made me get vaccinated. Help me, Joe. All right.
So it's Steve and Joe.
And so both claim to be well-informed, rational, high-functioning individuals. Both claim to be, quote, following the science. But we're going to ask you, oh, that's on me. I have to find my science questions. I'm going to ask a science question. Now, Ken, how do we know that these guys are not online Googling things?
Well, you haven't asked them a question yet, so there's nothing for them to Google. And what we need is for them to very lightly clap like this.
So we know that their hands are not on the computer keyboard?
Right. And then
it's
we need
genius.
Them and then we need them to answer the questions very quickly.
Okay, so we need you both clapping.
Steve, do a little clapping.
I'm going to drop my phone. Can I snap?
That's good enough.
Well, that's okay because he's
snapping
holding
is good.
Phone. Okay.
And Joe, let's hear you clap or snap.
Okay.
Oh man, that's oh,
some, this is great radio.
That's some snapping freedom.
Okay, crank up.
That's
crank
freedom
up.
Snapping.
Yeah, baby.
You already know, Brother Bear.
That's right. Ken, he's not snapping because you told him to snap. He made the decision to snap. Do you understand?
I don't quite get
that's
that.
That's how Joe rolls.
Yeah.
You don't need to get it, Ken. Joe doesn't need you to get it, okay? Okay, Joe, I've got your back. Okay, are you ready for this, guys?
Bring it.
Okay, this is a science question. Who was the second person to walk on the moon?
Oh.
It's not really a science question.
That's a history question. That's not a science question.
Agreed. Well, agreed.
Oh, no, you don't get to decide to pass. This isn't your progressive high school that you went
go,
to.
Go back to the questions
oh,
you
I grew
were
up in Florida. I didn't grow up in a progressive area. I grew up in a very closed-minded area.
Well,
did
they let you did your 7th grade science teacher let you pass?
I mean, I didn't graduate from high school, but it doesn't make me any less of an intelligent person.
No, of course it doesn't.
Okay, Joe, what's...
I think that the whole school system, the structure of it is not to teach intelligence, but
yeah.
It's to train people to be obedient.
Sing exactly. It, Joe. Sing it.
That's right. He's my
Joe,
guy.
Can you...
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin said the guy who can Google with one hand. Okay, so okay. Screw that. So that's 0 points to both. Here we go. Ready
Wait,
for
Steve didn't really get Buzz Aldrin?
He did.
Well,
yeah.
He did, but it was
but
honey.
Probably,
it was
probably
2 minutes
Googled
later.
It.
Are you sure?
Well, his girlfriend probably
Can
whispered
Can you ask
it.
Steve?
No, I don't trust Steve. I trust Joe. I trust my rebel. I trust my board to
I
be.
I think Steve knew, and he was just thinking Buzz Aldrin, and he just finally said it.
Nah. I don't think so.
Really?
Beth, you're too believing. Beth, you used to believe everything I said on our first and second and third dates. You just believe people. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, my friend.
Steve and Joe, you got to answer fast. Where are those great questions you had pre-show?
What is botany the study of?
Plants.
Plants is right.
Who said that?
Me.
Me.
Joe.
I guess they both got a point.
Okay.
They both got a point there. These are sucky questions.
Okay, shut up. Wait, hold on.
Here
we go.
Where's the good question?
What are the... Okay, both of you shut up now. What are the small... Everyone shut up except Joe, my rebel friend.
Good luck, Steve.
What are the small bones that make up a backbone called?
Vertebrae.
Vertebrae is correct.
Oh, I was thinking metacarpals. I was getting... That's in the hands.
Okay,
right.
But
vertebrae it is.
Who said vertebrae? Can you tell the difference? Steve.
Who said that?
Steve.
So Steve has two, Joe has one, and we have one more round.
Joe, you left us. You left high school just maybe a day or two too early.
I mean, the botany question was too easy for me. I'm surrounded by plants right now.
Yeah. Which is the biggest of the big cats?
Buzz Aldrin.
Wait, who said tiger? I did.
Me.
Wait, I think that was me that said tiger. Okay, hold on. You don't like my question.
Do you happen to know?
Do you know the answer? Like
the answer is tiger.
The answer is
vaccines. Like the general science doesn't seem like it's very relevant to vaccine.
What does Here's our question.
I'm with you, Joe. These questions have nothing to do with epidemiology.
You know what's sad? I'm with Joe too. Okay.
Who said tiger? By the way,
it was Steve.
I said lion.
Lions, what they call incorrect. Okay, here's a COVID question. What does 19 in COVID-19 indicate mean?
The year that they discovered the virus.
What Joe said.
But Joe got there first. That was pretty obvious.
All right, so three.
I said the same time. It was the same time.
No, it wasn't quite the same time. It wasn't the last one. Okay, and okay, hold on, my friends.
You're giving a lot of questions here.
Okay, well, because we don't have any other calls, do we?
Yeah, well, we haven't asked for more calls yet.
Oh.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, Ken. Ask and you shall receive. What book is that from? Green Eggs and Ham.
No, that's not just a cliche.
No, I think
no, it's from a book.
It must be the Bible, isn't it?
No, it's from the Sneetches.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about science, so the Bible doesn't count.
Hell yeah, Joe.
That's my man. That's my man. You can't keep Joe down. Joe, you're two or three answers away from getting your own show on WFMU.
Hey, you know, I'm hanging out over here with Maury, and, you know, the two of us have already talked about starting a podcast because of our rhetoric, so.
Oh, my God, yes, you must start a podcast. You just must.
Why must they?
Well, they must because they're the only two people left on North America that haven't started one.
Yeah.
Okay.
One final question.
What is the name of the closest star to the Earth?
The sun.
The sun.
Okay, the sun, that's generically what it is, but what is its name?
I have no idea.
Eddie is its name.
Well, who said, this is a problem. We don't know who's answering the questions.
Well, I made that up.
No, but it the correct answer is the sun.
Yeah.
But who said that first?
Oh, you mean,
of our two contestants?
We need one of the contestants. They both have to, next round, both contestants are clapping, so we know they're not Googling.
Right.
And one contestant is answering in a silly French accent. It's the only way to do this.
Okay.
So let's move on.
Thank you, Steve and Joe.
Bye, Steve and Joe.
Now, what did we learn from that? What did we divine? That the unvaccinated listener, was he sharper? Was he more knowledgeable?
They were pretty much the same.
Well, that's news right there, isn't it?
They tied, more or less.
A lot of people, a lot of my snooty friends, they denigrate non-vaccinated people.
Yeah, well,
but Joe just kind of
proved them wrong. Yeah, your snooty friends, yeah.
Exactly.
I denigrate your snooty friends. Your snooty friends got vaccinated for all the wrong reasons.
All right, hold on. I got to call my friends now and apologize on your behalf.
Can you call them all at once?
I can. Well, they live together.
Yeah, text them all at once.
They're roommates. They're both roommates.
So we're looking for a vaccinated person to call us at 201-209-9368 and an unvaccinated person to call us at 201-209-0843.
And I'll try to find better.
Yeah, where were those great questions you had?
I don't know.
In my office.
I panicked.
Andy, do you want me to look while you guys banter?
Here's some questions. Here. Okay, Bethy will ask the questions.
No. I just want to find better questions.
No, you can ask.
You had great questions when we were in my office.
Shut up. That was 20 minutes ago.
But it seemed like you were bookmarking something. What did you do?
Would you please shut up? Just shut up.
Okay. I'll shut up. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You can't help the way you are. You are as God made you.
Yes, I am. All right. Somebody's calling the unvaccinated hotline.
Excellent.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, this is Scott. I am unvaccinated.
Hello,
Hi, Scott. Scott, tell us why you're resisting the clamor to get vaccinated.
Well, one time I was actually working for FMU. Doing some fundraising.
Right.
I was there with my girlfriend.
Right.
And I had met station manager Ken.
Yes.
And he came over and he was speaking to my girlfriend. Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much for
this
coming.
This is like the fifth time this guy
really
has.
We really appreciate
yeah.
you. And then,
he was kind of, yeah, he was in,
goes,
kind of inappropriately.
Hey, how are you? He just walks away. Like,
yeah.
Kind of hitting on my girlfriend. So from then on, I was like,
not really trusting of authority or people reaching out to me or, you know, trying to help the greater population.
Right, right.
Think of the risk I took today by inviting my wife to FMU.
That seems like a risk.
Believe me,
you
I'm
know,
not leaving him alone. I'm not leaving him alone for a minute. Okay, so let's find a vaccinated listener. Let's go head to head.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
My name is Peter.
And Peter, you're proudly vaccinated.
I am not only proudly vaccinated, arrogantly vaccinated.
Okay, yeah, I could tell. That's what
I
we
could
wanted.
Tell. That's loud and clear. Scott is proudly unvaccinated, and Peter is arrogantly vaccinated.
And we're going to ask him three questions.
This should be the Clash of the Titans. Okay, here we go. These are questions. Do you want me to ask any?
Yeah, they're good questions. They're better questions.
They're good question. Okay, here we go, guys. Are you ready?
Yes. I've never been more ready.
Scott, you got to step up your game.
Scott, you have to speak in a funny French accent so that we can understand you, that we can make sure that we know who's the unvaccinated one.
Oui, oui.
Well, one of you.
Perfect,
Scott. Or talk like a woman or something. Just.
I will take care of them.
There it is. Excellent. That will be Scott, right?
Yes, that's Scott.
Okay, guys, ready? Bronze is an alloy consisting primarily of what two elements? What two elements make bronze?
Tin and copper.
Ooh, who said that?
Peter said that.
Peter.
Okay.
He won?
Yeah, he did. The vaccinated team.
The arrogantly vaccinated Peter nailed it.
Now, how do we know he's not online?
He said it too fast.
Because I'm also a Mennonite, and I have no skills on computers.
He said it so fast he could not have Googled it.
Okay, here's another question, guys. How many bones do sharks have?
None.
Who said that?
Peter.
Is that true?
That's true. It's all cartilage.
Honey,
absolutely. Much like rays.
If Peter says it, it's true, honey.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm not doing good.
But you're nailing the French accent.
Yeah, you got the voice. Now. Okay. What part of the brain deals with hearing and language?
Frontal lobe.
Scott said the frontal cortex, and Peter said the frontal lobe.
Well, the answer is the temporal lobe. So I don't think.
No.
Okay.
Neither. I think we're both wrong.
I think you're both wrong.
Exactly. You're both wrong.
You can give it to me.
Okay, and this will be the tiebreaker. Oh, I guess it's not.
It's not a tie. Peter's running away with it.
Okay. What is the largest?
Vaccinated.
Because he's vaccinated. Because, you know, they give you a set of the Encyclopedia Britannica with every vaccination now. What is the largest internal organ of the human body? The largest organ.
Largest internal liver.
That's liver's correct.
Wow, Peter.
Peter. Oh, my God.
Peter, I am very impressed.
Give his wife largest organ in the human body.
Scott, you didn't do so well, but you still have a super hot girlfriend, so it's okay.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, Peter. All right, so we're doing vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and if you're vaccinated, proudly or arrogantly or even reluctantly, give us a call at 201-209-9368, and if you're unvaccinated, the special hotline for you is 201-209-0843. And right now, the vaccinated are winning 6-3. Thanks to Peter.
Yeah, we should talk to Peter a little more. Peter is pretty impressive. Wonder where he went to school. Beth, I'm glad you didn't meet him first.
She was just going to say that.
Where did you get your wife? I got my wife online.
No, we already had this conversation.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I ordered my wife from Estonia. You've seen season two of The Wire, right?
Yeah.
So you know about that, you know how it works.
Do you have to pay shipping and handling, by the way?
Well, essentially, yeah. Somebody's got to pay for the shipping container.
Yeah. And then it costs money to drill the air holes. I guess air holes are optional. If you go by The Wire.
Well, there was an air hole, but they jammed something in it. They jammed a big sponge in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because they knew too much.
Yeah, they'd seen too much.
Yes.
They had looked out the peephole and looked and seen too much on the ship.
All right. Who's our vaccinated caller? You're on the air.
Thank you very much. It's Becca from Poland.
Vanya.
Pekka.
Edka.
P-E-K-K-A.
Okay. I only know one list. Pekka.
I'm actually from Finland, but I live in Poland.
I believe it's pronounced. I believe it's pronounced Pitka.
Pekka.
I believe it's Pitka. Well, there's no way to say it.
You can say Pete.
There's no way to. Okay, we'll call Pete.
Where in Poland do you live?
I live in Wrocław. It's in southwest of.
You have any friends from? You have any friends from Wrocław in Poland, honey?
In the southwest area.
Yeah. Anyone you went to camp with?
No, but I was just curious.
Fantastic.
I'm half Polish.
Are you? Which half?
Half Polish.
I'm half Polish from Danzig.
Well, Bethy, you and I have Polish blood in us.
Nonstop Danzig.
Don't we?
No, we kind of.
Our ancestors fled. They fled through Poland.
Yeah, they, yeah.
When the Cossacks were coming.
Yeah, that doesn't really count. Right?
Yeah, maybe Petka's ancestors fed us.
So Petka, which vaccine did you get there in Poland?
I got the Pfizer.
All right,
that's a fine little vaccine.
My Pfizer brother.
And then Petka, what percentage of your friends are vaccinated, or almost everyone?
Mainly, yeah. My friends are living now, of course, in Finland because I'm Finnish.
Okay, in Finland.
But Polish people getting a lot of vaccines right now, and are getting very fast the vaccine.
And are some people
canceling their vaccines and they're don't trust this.
Just like in the States here, some people are resisting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And we have a resistor on the line. Who do we have on the unvaccinated hotline? You're on the
air. Hey, my name is Trey.
Hey, Trey.
Trey. You're a little intimidated by Trey. He thinks for himself. He doesn't just follow the mob.
It's
like
terrifying.
A sheep.
I can't control Trey.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
I can't put my microchips into him.
You stick with Petka, buddy. You stick with your sheep. You heard your sheep. I'm going to hang with Trey. Okay.
Join the club.
That's right. Okay, here we go. You ready? What?
Always.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Always.
Oh, okay. Petka has a Polish accent, so we have no problem identifying him.
That's right. Trey, you have to answer in anything except a Polish accent.
Gotcha. Got it.
Or a Finnish accent.
That would just screw us up. We would just, our heads would explode.
And it's not a state in state. You know?
Here we go. Are you ready for question number one? What does the gallbladder secrete? The answer is...
Aru.
Well,
I'm drawing a blank.
You'd think that... you'd think fans of WFMU would get this in a minute.
Is it bile?
Yeah, bile. Exactly. The answer is bile.
Bile. Ooh.
Yeah.
I learned something.
Okay.
All right, so nobody got a point there.
Okay, here's a more relevant question. The first vaccine was for which disease?
Ooh, I know that one.
Wait, repeat the question?
The first vaccine was developed to treat which disease? You can almost take a guess.
Black Death?
Was it the Black Death?
No.
No.
Petka?
Petka, any guess? Oh, he's now, no, it's too late. He's now Googling.
Too late. Oh, Leo?
Yeah. No, it is smallpox.
Smallpox.
That's right. It is smallpox.
Yeah, in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Smallpox. Wow.
I
they had a weird way of delivering the smallpox vaccine too. They didn't give you a shot
in sugar cubes.
No, they they really abraded you. They abraded the hell out of your arm, and then they rubbed this dirt into it. You had a big scar from it.
I'd rather have the smallpox. Oh, or it'd be a tough call. Okay.
Tell the smallpox joke again.
Oh.
Do you have a polio joke?
He might die. That's what I'm telling myself. He might die. High blood pressure. Don't be mean to him. This could be the last time you ever see him. That's what I'm saying.
God forbid. I'm thinking out loud.
Be nice to him.
So in this round, it's scoreless. We have Petka is vaccinated.
Guys, between which two planets does the asteroid belt lie?
Between Mars and Jupiter.
Trey gets it.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job, Trey.
That's how you do it.
Thank you. That's three questions.
Should we get two new questions?
I love these guys. Okay. Here we go. One last question. Aspirin comes from the bark of what tree?
What?
Aspirin comes from the bark of a tree.
Wow. That I did not know.
That's a drug question. Oh, I thought you would...
Yeah, I know. I'm amazed.
That's why I asked it.
I'm ashamed, okay? Are you happy now?
I guess I'm going to learn something new today.
Well, it's the
blank again.
Well, this is a tree you can't roll up into a little cigarette and smoke. So, Ken, you're at a disadvantage.
So neither one of them got it. Is it the eucalyptus tree?
Is it a birch?
It is a willow tree.
Oh.
A weeping willow?
Oh, don't say anything mean. He might die.
Well, no, I would say
Ken, that's a good guess, though. It's not necessarily a weeping willow. That's a great guess.
All right, well, Trey won for the unvaccinated team.
Okay, excellent. Awesome. Trey, you...
Way to go, Trey.
You did your team proud.
Thank you.
Petka, you represented Finland and Poland nobly.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's find another. Okay, so what are we learning here, Ken? Well, we are learning that the unvaccinated people, they're not the yokels that they're portrayed to be.
Correct. We are learning that.
These guys are not winning, but they're in second place, which is respectable.
Well, we're going to have to find some other method of getting the microchip into them, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we insert it while they're sleeping, build it into the driver's license somehow. There's just got to be a way.
How do you get your volunteers to obey you?
I don't have problems. I don't have any volunteers like Joe, Scott, or Trey. Well, I have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they...
We took care of him.
Yeah. You're not an independent thinker, are you? That's the first question in your job interviews, right?
Yeah, that's one of the... Right. It's in the top three questions.
You've never tried to think for yourself, have you?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're ready. I have actually... Beth found a great website here, so I have some more questions.
We have our vaccinated contestant is on the line. What's your name? You're on the air.
I'm Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany, you are vaccinated?
Yes, super
and
vaccinated.
Super vaccinated.
Thank you.
You're a teacher.
Being a teacher.
Yes, thank you. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Beth. Thank you for your service, Brittany.
It was a tough year.
I did virtual kindergarten last year.
So. Oh my gosh!
Wow.
How did you keep their attention?
I had puppets and I stood on my head a lot.
Wow.
Oh God! It sounds like an FMU staff meeting.
Yeah.
How do you keep your staff's attention, Ken, during the meetings?
Well, different kinds of puppets. You got your finger puppets. You got your sock puppets. You got marionettes.
You should hire Brittany.
Well, I think Brittany probably only needed sock puppets.
Yeah.
I sometimes need marionettes.
Yeah. Well, Brittany's audience was a lot more mature.
That's true. Five-year-olds.
Yeah, they were five-year-olds.
By 9 months into the pandemic, I had to start using holograms to keep their attention. It was terrible.
It's hard.
We need an unvaccinated contestant now, and the unvaccinated hotline is 201-209-0843, and the score is 6-4, so it's not like the vaccinated people are running away with it.
Brittany, do you have people in your life, maybe parents of your students, that have not been vaccinated?
Probably, I'm sure. But, I mean, I live in Kentucky, so it's...
Okay.
How did you find FMU? Like, what was your journey to becoming a fan?
Beth is baffled that we have fans anywhere.
Oh, that's cool. My boyfriend is a huge WFMU fan. Don't let that one get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like a winner. Just everything you've told me about him.
I don't know if he's a winner, but...
Wait, did he... Are you guys, is your boyfriend listening right now with you? Is he right there?
He's an attorney. He had to go call a client, I don't know what he's doing.
Wow.
he had to get one of his low-rent scummy clients out of jail.
No. He actually doesn't do criminal. He refuses.
Oh, well. Well, so he's not representing any of my friends.
No, no.
Yeah. So we do need an unvaccinated contestant to.
They're afraid.
Well, why would they be afraid? They're doing fine.
They're doing fine. It's 6-4 vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
I've been digging the unvaccinated people. They're free thinkers. They resist.
They are. My sister is not vaccinated.
Now, what does she tell you? Now, when you ask her about it, is it an awkward, tense exchange?
Well, she's just like, I feel like I'm fine. She's like 40-ish, and she's like, you know, most people my age seem to be fine with it, and I mostly do it, you know.
And do you?
Most of my kids are raised by grandparents.
Oh, I see.
Hey, we have our unvaccinated contestant on the line. Hi there, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's Seth.
Who is it?
Seth.
Seth, how you doing, Seth?
Doing.
Good.
He's doing, Ken. That's all you need to know. And we are not accepting follow-up questions at this time.
He's doing.
That's all you need to know. The Q&A is over.
I'm happy we have another listener who hates tyranny, okay?
Okay. He is unvaccinated. Now, how will we be able to tell Brittany from Seth on the air?
Brittany has the voice of a woman.
Okay.
And Seth has the voice of a man.
Seth, you can answer any way you want, but not as a woman. Okay, are you ready for your first question, guys?
I am.
Okay. Brittany and Seth, what islands were extensively studied by Charles Darwin?
Galapagos.
Galapagos. Gets it. Seth gets it.
Oh, wait, there was
Island, right? It was Galapagos.
But did he was that Galapagos is correct, but was there a long enough pause for him to Google it?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Wait, let's ask the ref. What do you think,
Duffy? I almost said hippopotamus, but it came out right.
But you typed it correctly?
He nailed it. He got Galapagos.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's it.
You agree, Beth? I don't think there was enough time for him to Google.
Okay, like, so that's unvaccinated is another point. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Wow, it's close now. It's 6-5, vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Okay, and this one, I don't think you teach this to kindergartners, but... it's a question. At what temperature is Fahrenheit equal to centigrade? There's one temperature that's where they're read exactly the same.
That's a tough one.
Is that like
what is it?
What do you mean, like 0 equals 32?
Well, that's right. Zero centigrade equals 32 Fahrenheit, but there's one temperature where they're both the same. Where if you look at the graph,
it's a bad temperature. That's your hint. It's a really bad temperature.
Like
it's feverish.
It's the worst. It's 666. That's right, Brittany.
That's my guess too.
You're both guessing 666.
Absolutely.
Fine.
It's what's
the answer?
-40.
-40 says Ken, pretending he knew it before I told him before the show.
Wait, did you know that, Ken?
No.
The negative.
It's -40.
No. Trey told me that.
Yeah. Right.
Trey hates tyranny also.
But you guys are both vaccinated. How come you guys are, like, talking
about... Me and Ken?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's probably biased. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, here's another one. Okay, let me see.
Score is 6-5. Vaccinated is winning.
What is
softball.
What is the shape of the Milky Way? Wait, is that too easy?
That's shape like an oval?
Spiral.
Brittany says oval. Well, Seth says spiral.
Well, the correct answer. I'm gonna let Beth be the referee. Brittany said oval, and Seth said spiral. Okay. The correct answer is spiral.
Well, then that's the answer.
Who do you think won?
The spiral.
Oh yes, I think you're right. Okay, good call, referee.
Oh my God, it's a tie ball game.
This is fantastic.
Hi, guys. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, says our...
Thanks for the softball.
I love our unvaccinated listeners. I just love them.
Brittany, we love the vaccinated.
I'm sorry. And we love the kindergarten teachers.
Yeah.
Of course, well, you have to say that.
I love sock puppets.
I love sock puppets. Okay. Which country experiences the most tornadoes?
United States.
United States is correct.
Yes, Brittany. Putting the vaccinated back in the lead.
Brittany, have you experienced a tornado firsthand?
Nebraska.
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Right. Well, Brittany and Seth, that was a very exciting round.
And do we say goodbye to them, or should we try to get...
Yeah, I think we should find two more.
Are we tied up?
No, it's vaccinated have 7 and unvaccinated have 6.
Seth, you were calling from Nebraska?
Good night. Thank you.
Yeah, Seth is calling from Nebraska.
Yeah. Bye. Good night, guys.
Thank you, Seth. Bye. Thank you, Brittany.
Bethy, wouldn't you love a show where you just would gab to people like
that? Yeah, because I want to know where in Kentucky and where in Nebraska.
Doesn't it drive you crazy that I'm just so curt and uninterested?
I'm just like, I love geography.
I know.
And then how did they find WFMU? Like, what's their relationship to this?
Well, I ask that to everyone. Everyone, people.
You've never asked that to a single person.
No, hey. Everyone I see wearing a FMU t-shirt or if they have a bumper sticker, my first question is why? Why?
I have both. I'm wearing an FMU t-shirt, and I have a bumper sticker on my car.
And what's your name, sir?
I'm Peter. I'm calling back again to kick their asses.
Peter, he's the vaccinated Godzilla.
All right. So
I'm gonna rip somebody a new butthole, and that's I'm gonna pee in it.
That's...
All right.
Way to go.
Yeah, way to go.
Peter's back at bat for the vaccinated team.
That's our tolerant.
And now we have our
loving, open-minded.
Our unvaccinated contestants on the line. Hi, what's your name?
This is Steve.
Steve, okay.
Oh, is Steve back? Wait.
This is a new Steve. The bass player.
This is Steve, the unvaccinated bass player.
Unvaccinated bass player.
Oh, you should respond with your bass.
Okay, Beth. Beth, bring the woman in that said, I don't think I'm going to say anything. Where is she? I think she must be in the hallway.
Is that a nice way for you of you telling her to shut up?
No, I would never say that to my darling. I got a good wife. I got my wife online.
Oh.
Yeah, what website?
Do you remember the name of the website, honey?
I'll get there.
Nerve.
It was Nerve.
Nerve. Yeah, Nerve is no longer. Nerve did its job. It got me and Beth together, and then it went under.
That's better than eBay.
Yeah. I got my wife on eBay.
All right. The score is the vaccinated team has 7. The unvaccinated have 6. And we have Peter representing the vaxxed and Steve representing the unvaxxed. Go ahead with your next question.
Arrogant vaxxed.
Yeah. The arrogant vaxxed. All right, Steve. Now, you were very impressive when you first called, but let's see. Let's see if you can.
Thank you.
It's kind of like a Jeopardy, a returning champion.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, okay. I am the
Jenkins
of South River.
No, new Steve, we're talking about Peter. Okay, are you ready, Peter? You ready, Steve?
I'm ready. So ready, I'm showing.
I'm so ready, I'm showing. Why isn't that the name of our show? Hey, why is that the motto of our station? Hey, Ken, will you be able to tell these two voices apart?
Yes, I can.
Okay, are you ready, guys? Which planet of the 8 or 9 planets? Which planet?
Eight or nine.
Well, there's 8 or 9.
No, you're right.
It's in dispute.
It's true. It is 8.
Well, hold on. Let me finish my question, guys. You can't buzz until Alex Trebek. Okay, which planet is closest in size to the planet Earth?
Venus.
I believe Steve got that, actually.
I got that first.
You're lying. I did say it first.
Well, wait.
Peter,
okay.
I heard Steve say it
Hold
first.
On. Just to be fair, which of you thought of it first?
I thought of it first.
Okay. Honor system.
61.
All right. It's a tie ball game again. It's 7-7.
Okay.
Guys,
here comes the next question. You got to quit babbling for 1 second. Here we go. Ready? What is the shape of DNA known as?
Double helix.
I can't tell who's saying.
I don't know.
That was Steve. I said double helix.
So Steve got that.
It was not a tie. Wait,
Peter said a helix.
Peter, your arrogance is showing.
I gotta give that one to Steve.
Steve got it again. I can't tell.
Gentlemen, here we go. Are you ready for this?
Unvaxxed are winning.
The unvaxxed have it, baby. Which scent? Okay, no, I'm going to do this. What is the fattiest human organ? Which human organ?
The brain.
The brain is correct.
Who said that?
I couldn't hear
Steve.
You. All right, fine. I lose.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I guess Steve is dope and playing bass makes me know what I'm thinking about.
I guess so.
Like
Steve is the new Peter. Is basically where we landed.
Wow, I didn't know the bass player could pull that out.
The bass player's the greatest.
It's 9-7. The unvaccinated are winning.
Man, I think we owe them all a big apology. The country owes the other half of the country an apology.
Yeah, I think so.
Apology accepted.
Thank you very much.
Peter and Steve, thanks for playing. I think we have time for one more round or maybe two more rounds.
I think Peter's going to call back a third time.
So we need
you can't keep Peter down.
We need a vaccinated person to call us at 201-209-9368, an unvaccinated person to call us at 201-209-0843. The score is 9-7. Unvaccinated are winning. How about that?
Okay, I'm ready with my next question.
Now we just need some callers.
Oh, I can't ask this one because, Ken, you'll just start giggling.
The
seventh planet from the sun is Uranus. So that one, with that one, we just can't do it.
It's pronounced Uranus.
You can't say it without giggling.
No, Uranus is how it's pronounced.
Not by you.
I didn't know Andy bumps into the mic so much.
Oh, my God.
It's my hat.
It's nonstop. Hi, we have our vaccinated contestant on the line.
It's my trademark.
What's your name?
I'm Ricardo.
Ricardo, representing the vaccinated squad.
That's right.
And Ricardo, which vaccine did you get?
Moderna.
Hey, all right. Moderna rules.
Oh, I get. So that's what you got, Andy, huh?
Yeah.
You got
we should have a Moderna versus Pfizer softball game next week.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Pfizer gets three strikes. Moderna gets two. Huh.
Okay, hold on.
Now, I'm not sure. Ricardo, hang on. I'm not sure whether we have an unvaccinated contestant or not. Hi, you're on the air. Are you vaccinated or unvaccinated?
Proudly vaccinated.
Oh, I'm sorry. We need to clear the lines. We're looking for an unvaccinated.
What's the phone number for unvaccinated again?
It is 201-209-0843. And we already have our vaccinated contestant on the line. So just looking for an unvaccinated contestant.
Is this the last round, you
think?
This
is the last round.
This is the last round. It's almost over, honey. Oh, honey, wait. Honey, can you...
It's 9-7.
Call the parking lot and get our car. Oh, no, you can just text him. Do you have your phone?
Do you want me to walk down? And
No. You can just text him here. So then we can just make this quick getaway.
Okay.
And we'll be home before you know it. We'll be out of here, honey. It can't go on much longer.
This has been a great show.
Oh, it's been, I think,
I
one of
so
our,
much
it's a
fun.
Classic. It's been so much fun having you. Now, all you need is your phone to
I've
do this.
I've learned a lot.
Can I get $20 of 93, please? Cash.
$20 of 93?
Yeah, I'm getting gas.
Yeah.
I'm on 95.
All right. We have our unvaccinated caller. Hi, what's your name?
Vaccinated people.
My name is Mike. I'm the unvaccinated caller, sad to say.
All right.
Okay, Mike. Are you tempted to get vaccinated? Are you proudly unvaccinated?
I'm not proudly unvaccinated. I think I just haven't had the time. I think probably people should get vaccinated, but the fact that I haven't gotten vaccinated yet puts me in the same mental space as the other
it
unvaccinated.
It does. Well, it says a lot. It clearly wasn't a number one priority in your life.
Well,
yeah,
Mike,
I got a lot of stuff going on.
He's got a
really
life, Ken. Ken, he's got things to do. It's Mike.
Well, Mike, do you hate tyranny?
I find tyranny to be distasteful, for sure. I'll leave it at that.
You don't hate it?
I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings, too.
I like it pretty strongly. Okay. I think it's a bit much.
That's good enough. Okay.
Okay, and then who's our vaccinated caller?
Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Yes.
Okay, guys, are you ready? This is Ricardo.
I'm ready.
Ricardo, you've got to kick butt in order to catch up.
I'll try my best.
Okay. Which number on the Richter scale does an earthquake have to reach to be considered major? What constitutes a, quote, major earthquake on the Richter scale?
6.5.
7,000. Yeah, that would be major. Thanks,
I'm
Mike.
I'm sorry, I'm unvaccinated. I blur things out.
Well, 6.5 was Ricardo's the correct answer is 7. Bethy, would you give an answer?
I think we got to give it to Ricardo.
Yeah,
okay.
Ricardo.
All right. So it's 9-8 now. Unvaccinated or winning.
Okay.
Nine
now, I have trouble pronouncing things, but I'm going to try here. Syncope, and I'm going to spell it S-Y-N-C-O-P-E. Syncope is the medical name for what condition?
Herpes.
No, I know. I can understand why that's on your mind, Mike.
It's not on my mind.
The answer is fainting.
Ah.
Okay, quick. We need a tie. It's 9-8, so we need two more questions.
Where on the human body are there the most sweat glands? And this would
the palm of the hand.
Palm of the hand's a good guess. The answer is the bottom of the feet.
Ah.
Oh, I know why you thought palm of the hands, because you probably shook hands with Ken Friedman once. Okay, what metal is the best conductor for electricity? The best.
With copper.
Tin.
No, silver. Okay. How long is an eon? Eon.
1,000 years.
The answer is
100,000 years.
The answer is a billion years.
Really?
I'm just going to keep going till.
No, that's an eon is a billion years?
Yeah.
I challenge.
It's on the internet, Ken.
I challenge.
Ken, this discussion is over. Okay. Who first proposed the concept of contact lenses? The answer, Leonardo da Vinci.
Bausch and Lomb.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah.
Okay. Hold on.
I think we're pretty much out of time.
What is the average life cycle of a red blood cell? Correct. 120 days. Correct.
All right. Ricardo and Mike, I want to thank you both.
Sorry. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, guys. And where did we land, Kenny?
The unvaccinated won.
Don't you owe everyone who's unvaccinated an apology? You lumped them in. You called them hayseeds. You called them.
I never did that. I never called them hayseeds.
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, we have to thank.
I never said they were unintelligent. I just don't want them inside my radio station.
That's right. Although stupid for a lot of people, stupid does mean unintelligent. But you never did use that word.
No, I never used the word stupid or unintelligent.
Hey, listen. You know who I want to thank? The listener last week who called and recommended a Technics turntable because I ordered one.
Oh yeah, and you got it with both of your. Features that you wanted?
Yeah, I did. And Jeremiah helped me a great deal, too. Jeremiah knows everything about everything. When our refrigerator broke, who'd we call?
Jeremiah.
He's our first call. He's number one on our speed dial now.
That's great.
And, he also helps us with this show.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremiah.
And, Ken, I know I've teased you, but I hope you have a good week. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. I'll be fine.
We'll be thinking of you. I'm going to have my assistant say a prayer for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Beth, thanks for coming in. Andy, thanks for coming
in. That was so much fun.
It was fun to have you.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Coming up right now, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveath.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
When you're out for fun and your day is done, forget about the things you know you should have done and keep a jumping, rocking and a jumping. Keep a jumping, keep rocking and jumping. Everything will be fine if you throw it out your mind and keep a jumping. Keep jumping, rocking and jumping. Keep a jumping, keep a rocking and jumping. And if you're ready for the jump, be ready for the bump and keep a jumping. When you get them all started, spread the rhythm around. Don't become discouraged, just pick up on what we put down. And keep jumping, keep a rocking and jumping. Keep a jumping, swinging and jumping. You can't go wrong, you're still going strong. Keep a jumping, swinging now. Come disheartened, just pick up on what we put down and keep jumping, keep a rocking and jumping, keep a jumping, keep a rocking and a jumping. Man, you can't go wrong, you're still going strong, keep a jumping.